The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Monster now.
All right,
come on.
Hi, welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show with Frankie Morano and Al Gattulo as Grover.
Hi there, everybody.
Hey, welcome. Nice to have you with us, Grover.
Thank you, Joe.
How are you today, Grover?
I'm great. It's a sunny day. It's very warm in New York City.
Did you not think I was going to play that? I mean, come on.
I just want to know, when you do your impressions, when does it go to Larry King? Because it's going to always end up as Larry King.
I don't know. It can come at any time. Larry's very forceful.
Larry takes over your interview.
He does. Right? You don't understand, Joe. He just takes over.
Frank, will you please call Larry King and say Piscopo as personally to get you on?
I've been working on it. It's that West Coast time difference that he has a tough time with.
I need to sleep late, Joe. You don't understand. late Dodger games. This would have been a perfect time, the All-Star break. But you know.
My dream is, what would you like to accomplish on your radio broadcast career, Mr. Piscopo? Putting Larry King up against Al Gattulo's Larry King. That would be a dream. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Oh, my Lord. Listen, I appreciate you lightening up. I got fired up in the opening of the show this morning. So much was going on. Watching the parade, not feeling as patriotic as I thought I should have felt, but then thinking, like, people taking advantage of this great country. I'm tired of it, you know? Politicians coming in. And then yesterday, not just no humility, no gratitude, no, and then using it for a political platform. That parade yesterday I'm talking about, it was just a little disconcerting. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Dove Hykins going to join us, Elias Huzamuddin as well. But I wanted to reach out to Councilman Joe Borelli, doing a great job as the minority whip of the New York City Council. It's not easy in that position. He's the Republican nominee for the public advocate. Joe, welcome back to the show. And thank you, by the way, for doing such a great job sitting in for us last Friday, Joey.
Oh, it was easy. I had Matt. I had Brian. It was when you have a crew like that, you don't have Grover and Larry King. But you make do with what you got, and the guys sure stepped up. And we had so much to talk about. There was so much going on with the president.
No, I tell you, Joe, I hear online and people love you, man, and you're just a rising star, and you never disappoint, so we appreciate it.
Well, I hear those people to say that, so.
No, listen. We're dying to hear your take on the parade yesterday. I want to celebrate it. Joe, you want to celebrate it. But my gosh almighty, was it too political for you, Joe? What is your take on that parade yesterday?
Look, I had front row tickets, and I elected not to go. And not because I don't like soccer, not because I don't like the women's national team. I just don't like crowds. I don't like the big. You know, basically what happened was exactly what I was fearing, that Bill de Blasio and Mayor Mario and Andrew Cuomo were going to make this political stunts to further their own political career. And you saw that happen from the minute the parade even set foot on Broadway, when Governor Cuomo decided to do a bill signing about women's rights, about women's pay parity. And it's so odd, because the guy doesn't even invite the woman who sponsored and passed the bill to even stand next to him at the press conference. I mean, this is someone who's almost lost all touch with reality, the both of them. To see them, I mean, did you remember in that 91st-minute goal that Bill de Blasio scored in the second round of the playoffs? Because I don't, but you would think he did that, judging from him, just kind of hogging the spot. I mean, I saw Governor Cuomo grab the microphone while he was on a float to talk about his accomplishments vis-a-vis women's rights in the States.
I know.
This
I know.
Is what bothered me. More than anything Megan Rapinoe said or any of the players said, that's what actually bothered me, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was unsettling. And then this really, really got to us where they did not go to Detective Alvarez's funeral. Just last week, how do you not go if you're the governor? How do you not go if you're the mayor? Joe Borelli, help me out here. But
no,
you're going to go.
It's sad. I mean, you know, someone that embodied the fight for 9/11 first responders, someone who became the personification of that fight in his last few days on Earth, he certainly warranted. And again, I criticize Mayor de Blasio to no end, but sometimes it is warranted that the mayor of the city of New York give a speech. And I always say this to people when I go to a first responder's funeral. I really hope the mayor says some really comforting and brilliant words at those events, because I think it's so important. To just skip it altogether, though in fairness the mayor did go to the wake, but to skip it altogether was insulting. And there really is no place for that in a city that was so impacted by 9/11 and still is impacted by 9/11 so many years later.
Yeah. Now, I know you support the administration, you support the president, but I understand you're very objective in your support of President Trump. Could you explain to me, Joe, what was this girl, Megan Rapinoe, whatever his name is, the girl that had the co-captain of the soccer team, what is her beef with this quote-unquote administration? Did we ever find that out yesterday? I mean, I'm trying to figure it out. I want to be objective here, as you are, Joe.
I don't know. You know, and I watched her interview with Anderson Cooper, and Anderson's a great interviewer.
Yep.
And he tried to get out the real, what is the crux of your beef? And it came down to the typical progressive talking point of Donald Trump hates all people, hates me, hates people who look like me, hates black people, hates brown people, hates purple people, hates everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, I mean, he actually is the first president to run and support gay marriage. He actually is the first. I mean, Barack Obama did not support gay marriage when he ran for president.
Right.
President Trump did. President Trump has more homosexual people out of the closet, homosexual people in his administration than I think President Obama even, especially in very prominent roles like ambassadors. So, you know, I don't see this grand enemy of the people that the left likes to make out of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's amazing. And unless
you're Pete Buttigieg or Pocahontas or anyone else that the president tweeted and made fun of this morning as of 15 minutes ago.
There it goes. Oh, my God. Hey, you were great on Stuart Varney's show talking taxes yesterday. We were talking to Grover. Actually, we're talking to Grover Norquist today, not the Grover from Sesame Street. But tell us how big an issue you think taxes will be in 2020, Joe Borelli.
Oh, I mean, it's tremendous. And we were talking about, you know, specifically the taxes and fees on taxis. There's all this talk about bailouts of the taxi industry. Meanwhile, the city and state collectively charge $6 the moment your tuchus hits the seat. Before the driver even puts his foot on the gas pedal, you're in the hole for $6. If we want the taxi industry to be competitive with Uber, we should eliminate those fees. I mean, think about it. You pay a congestion pricing charge of $2.50 as a passenger, and presumably you're one of those people who actually did leave their car behind and is using some of a semi-public form of transportation. I mean, you shouldn't be the one paying the congestion charge.
Yeah.
And then we sit back and we wonder why taxis are no longer competitive, why the medallion market has collapsed, why, you know, people are in the hole for almost $1 million and killing themselves. Yeah. There are real solutions, and they don't involve, as Bill de Blasio actually correctly said, they don't involve a mass bailout of $10 billion for taxi medallion owners.
Wow. Joe Borelli doing a great job as the minority whip of the New York City Council. Appreciate that, Joe. How you doing? You going away summertime? You going away to – you go to the Jersey – you go from Staten Island to the Jersey Shore, don't you?
I make the big journey, yeah. We do a couple of days in Fire Island out east.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a full week in Long Beach Island.
Hey!
I know you know those haunts. And, in fact, what's the name of that little dive bar we spoke about?
Hudson House, brother.
Hudson House, that's right.
And Murano was down there. Joey, Murano was down there last week, and I missed it because I was busy. I didn't get down there. And I'm telling you what, if you're down there, text me. Maybe Frank will come down. I got to take you guys down. It's a legendary bar. Joe, keep up the great work. Keep the fight, my brother. And thanks for always being with us on
the
station.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Joe Borelli right there. Councilman doing a great, great job. 814. And Frankie, I got to get I was so disappointed this summer. I hear Frank goes, I'm on LBI. You're at, what's your buddy's name? Artisan? Is it Artisan Cafe?
Yeah, Scarlato's Artisan Cafe. It's a great little shop.
I got to get down there. And then I'm thinking, oh, and the Hudson House. And if you're, and no matter where you're from, you have a Hudson House in your area. This is like, it's been there from day one down in Long Beach Islands. I've really been there for like 30, 40 years, whatever it is. And a dive bar, good old-fashioned dive bar. Nothing better than that. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. I got a lot to get into this morning. But, you know, I look at a picture here. Sometimes you're kind enough to tweet things out, and I appreciate that very much. And we have our buddy Swag Dad doing a great job, always looking out for us here. He found a picture of me, and I just kind of put me back a bit because, you know, I'm always amazed at the sometimes if you have good fortune, I'm always amazed at it and always appreciate it. I never take advantage of it. I'm looking at a picture of it's Dean Martin and Angie Dickinson, right? And you got it's on Twitter at Jersey Joe Piscopo. Check it out. And it's got Dean Martin with the glasses when he wore the glasses in the 80s and the beautiful, always beautiful Angie Dickinson. And you look in the background, you have to look, and there's me talking to Sammy Davis Jr. And I, you know, and I forgot about that, man. And it's me, a great shot. Thanks, Swag Dad, for that. Because this, look at me talking to Sammy, man. And we had a chat. We talked. We went through everything. We talked about everything. We got to be friends. And I'll never forget, as I walked away and went on to walk onto the dais, Sammy said to me, "You're a nice man." He said, "I don't know why I remember that. You remember those things, you know?" So thanks for always tweeting out some nice things like that on this morning. Because there's a lot of things that got me kind of crazy this morning, you know, watching the parade. And I'm glad that Arthur Idala talked about it. I'm glad that Congressman King talked about it. Look at Joe Borelli got front row tickets to that parade yesterday. He did not go. Not to not support the soccer team, but it just seemed like political grandstanding. It was awful. And the only thing that I'm puzzled about and that is real upsetting to me is how people keep voting for the politicians. And it's like an alternative universe. When you hear someone like the head of the co-captain of the soccer team say bad things about the president and about the administration, and then you're going to go with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who stand right next to Ilhan Omar. You're gonna diss the president, yet you're gonna go there. You're gonna go to AOC, who back Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, these anti-Semites that are in the United States House of Representatives, and then you're the co-captain of the soccer team. How about if you don't agree with the president? How about if you keep your mouth shut and you don't say anything about that? This is a gift that you've been given. Not to mention your athletic prowess, a gift from God. And if you're gonna go up against the president, be specific, like Joe just said. And Anderson Cooper asked Megan Rapinoe, "What is it that bothers you about the president?" They have no answer. It's like it's like a drug addiction. That's the analogy I made earlier. They can't explain why they are they like they are. Why would they have this derangement syndrome? What is it? What is it that this misinformation that they're getting that makes them go up against the president, you know? And all they do is attack him. So he feels like he has to attack back 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. And, Al, you just said that the president tweeted recently, and Joe insinuated that. What was he tweeting about?
I got to pull it up real quick. He's on fire today. I mean, going after everybody. But
yeah, but, you know, I don't agree with that, and I wish he would put the phone down and be the president he's doing such a great job. But the fact of the matter is, no one's going to fight for this guy. So what did he say?
So here's what he's. This is a lengthy tweet here. He said, "Big subject today at the White House social media summit will be the tremendous dishonesty, bias, discrimination, and suppression practiced by certain companies. We will not let them get away with it much longer. The fake news media will also be there, but for a limited period. The fake news is not as important or as powerful as social media. They have lost tremendous credibility since that day in November of 2016 that I came down the escalator with the person who is to become your future first lady. When I ultimately leave office in 6 years, or maybe 10 or 14, and in parentheses, just kidding, they will quickly go out of business for lack of credibility or approval from the public. That's why they will all be endorsing me at some point, one way or the other. Could you imagine having Sleepy Joe Biden or Pete Buttigieg, apparently his his handle is Alfred E. Newman 99, or a very nervous and skinny version of Pocahontas and in parentheses 1000/24 as your president.
This is all one tweet, by the way.
No, no, this is four tweets. Rather than what you have now, so great looking and smart, a true stable genius. Sorry to say that even social media would be driven out of business, along with, and finally, the fake news media.
Oh,
I mean,
my
wow.
Lord.
Yeah, I know.
I wish he just would just put it aside, not even bother. But I know a lot of the time someone's got to defend him. When you see the massive assault, he didn't say anything. Frankie Fiburos, he didn't say anything about the soccer this whole parade yesterday. He left that.
No,
alone,
not
correct?
That I've seen. No.
All right, good. That's good. Just leave it alone. Don't reinvite them. Just walk away from it. But honestly, and I know you. I go by what you when you listen and you say, and I say, don't tweet, Mr. President. You say, and Debbie, I always hear from listeners saying he's got to defend himself, you know. But then, God forgive me, the entertainment value of it all. I love it all. God help me, I love it so. What am I going to tell you? You know, it's just fun to laugh at and to have fun with. Hey, it's 8:20. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Debbie, it's summertime. We got some rain coming in, and
yes.
That'll just intensify the traffic as it always
of
does.
Course,
I can never,
of course,
could never figure that out. But how are we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's take it out to the LIE East at Maurice Ave. Accident blocking two lanes. It's kind of busy again out through the Cross Island. Still seeing some volume on the LIE westbound. Stop and go traffic getting out toward Queens Boulevard. Heavy again at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Over on the Meadowbrook southbound at the Southern State is Police Department activity. Northern State East at South Oyster Bay Road. Accident blocking one lane there. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 30, Holland 30. Traffic moving slowly, Garden State Parkway south at 147 with an accident being cleared. And you're still seeing some slowdowns as well on 9 South at 9A with an accident there. Sponsored by SOS Children's Villages, war, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there in 134 countries, including the U.S., to make a difference in a child's life, go to SOSUSA.org. Thunderstorms later, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder sees the race card being played again.
Kamala Harris is not an American black. She is half Indian and half Jamaican. I'm sick of people robbing American blacks myself of our history. Donald Trump Jr. retweets it. All the man did was retweet somebody else's tweet. Somebody else who happens to be black. Isn't that a legitimate question? I mean, and if it's not legitimate, does it make you racist?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have been plagued with esophagus acid, and it burns the esophagus. I've had it for 30 years. And I've had doctors give me prescriptions for it and everything. I never got rid of it. I've been on the Balance of Nature for about 3.5-4 months. It is completely gone. I didn't even notice it. But it has to be the Balance of Nature because it's the only supplement I'm taking. And I just wanted you to know that because it's made a world of difference in my life. I just wanted to let you know.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 824 and AM 970. The answer, 877-970-2999. That's a Balance of Nature phone line. You're welcome to join us. Hey, if I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? Well, to me and my family, Mr. Italy was, without a doubt, Mario Perillo. The Perillo family has been operating top-quality tours to Italy for over 74 years. They must be doing something right, right? Well, I say they're doing everything right. I love Steve Perillo. He's a friend. I'm so excited to go with you to Italy on October 19th. I'm very, very excited about this. And now, carrying on the Perillo family tradition of excellence is CEO Steve Perillo and his sister Linda. This is great. And Janice over there, when you call, you could talk to Janice. When you call 888-PERILLO, they make sure the business which carries the family name Perillo is nothing short of spectacular for each and every traveler. I see that firsthand. I see how Steve works. Now consider, please, the popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour. Listen to this, please. Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, and Milano. In one wonderful tour, you'll see the complete heart of Italy. You'll come home with memories that last a lifetime, right? You deserve the best. That special person in your life deserves the best. Hello? Join Steve Perillo on a stress-free, escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure. 888-PERILLO. Janice is standing by for you. 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com for simply the best travel experience of your life. Perillo Tours.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 826. It is Thursday. Yay! It's hot. It's going to be rainy. A little, some thunderstorms coming in, like Joe Lumberg said, noonish around that area, maybe later in the day. But you got a great weekend, a great Friday, a great weekend coming up. A very, very warm, good July weekend. Frankie Five Boroughs, I finally found your wedding invitation. I RSVP'd. Should I bring somebody? I just did one myself because I know what it's like when you get the wedding. You hope people don't RSVP.
Oh, well, you know, it's
one.
Funny you said that. So, first of all, if you're going to bring Carol Alt or somebody that's similarly beautiful and famous, just bring them. We'll make room, right? Yesterday, we got about six or seven RSVPs. The best was on the way out of the building yesterday. I get somebody very prominent. Was walking into the building, yeah. And I ran into this person, and this person said to me, "Oh, so I hear you're getting married." I said, "Yes." Oh. And this person says, "Congratulations and everything."
Oh, Lord.
And this person says, "When?" And I said, "Well, September." And this person says, "Well, do me a favor. You got to invite me. I'll come."
Oh boy.
Now, what am I supposed to say to that? Now, this is a very prominent person. I'm not going to say who he
very
or she
prominent.
Is. Very prominent, right? Very wealthy, very powerful, very politically connected. And, like, I don't know how to tell this person no. And I told my fiancé that. She rolled her eyes like you wouldn't believe. Then we get home. We got about six or seven people who sent RSVPs yesterday. The only person that said no yesterday was John Gambling, which still, because he's in Colorado or something. Yeah. Everyone else said yes. And my fiance says to me, if any more people say yes, I'm not going to be able to go to this wedding. There's not going to be room for me. She said, you know, because we assume maybe a 5 to 10% declination rate.
Yeah.
We're at about 98% of people saying, yes.
I mean, that's very
it's
nice.
It's nuts.
So then, wait a second. Then why would you invite all of these people
we had hoped
if you were expecting 10% of them to say no?
You have to send the invite out.
Exactly.
You have to. And Frankie, you got 400 people you figured?
I don't think it's going to be that many. Unless we have to keep adding people to this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Two questions. Yes. Or one statement and a question.
Okay.
So the first, when the person yesterday asked to be invited, you should have very simply said,
this person didn't ask. It was a statement. You have to invite me.
My answer would have been, I'm sorry, we sent invites out already. You're not on the list.
You
I apologize.
You can't.
But
you can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can. Absolutely,
you can.
Absolutely.
Unless you say it like Grover, then it would be okay.
Exactly.
All right. Number two, my question is, did you the people that you invited to this wedding, Are they people that have special meaning to you? Like, every single person on this list is a friend, somebody that has special meaning to you. This is not, like, listeners that, like, have come to your, like, cheese parties in, like, Atlantic City or things of that nature. These are all people that actually have some type of meaning.
Yeah, some type of meaning being the, okay. the operative.
All right. Business-wise, Frank, you got to invite everybody. You really do. Because they're going to get insulted. And if someone's powerful like that, you got to do it.
Right. But even the infamous Long Island Moranos are attending. I would assume if you're the Long Island Moranos, why would you want to make the trip all the way from Suffolk County?
A wedding is not a business. It's a joining between a man and a woman surrounded by friends and family that they care about.
You know what? I don't know how I did it back in the day, but we invited everybody, and boy, I'm still paying for it. I mean,
there's a difference here. You're a well-known superstar, right?
According to the announcer.
Well, you clean your own bathroom. That's a remarkable accomplishment. But my point is, when you had your second wedding, how many people did you invite to that wedding?
Let me think for a second. Okay, got it. Yeah, okay, go.
Over or under 500?
Yeah, under 500. About 400 it was. Had to be about 400.
400. Okay. I mean, but that's okay. Yeah. How many people does this room hold that you're having it at?
It could accommodate 500. It's a big room. Yeah.
And you've invited how many people?
Everybody else accepts, then...
The question is this. Do you invite business associates? I say absolutely you have to. You can't get around it because you will then create bad business. 877-970-2999. Balance and Nature phone lines. Something light away from the crazy news. Frankie, you're doing the right thing, Frank. But what if you can't afford it?
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of people that didn't end up getting invited.
Understandable. But if you budget out a certain amount for your wedding, right? Whatever it is. $10,000, $20,000, whatever.
Can we get a sponsor?
Hopefully.
At this point, I think Frank is hoping that a sponsor comes in. Right. No, but you budget out a certain amount of money for the wedding.
Please welcome the bride and the groom, courtesy of Perillo Tours.
Exactly.
Come on, what do you think? Come on, we can do that, Frank.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Frank Morano's wedding, brought to you by the letter D, as in debt.
I swear to God.
The number nine is in millions.
I'm grabbing the mic. And I'm making you do that at the wedding. Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Frank, with drinks in our hand. Hey, Alcatulo, do your Grover now.
Absolutely.
Frank will leave. Frank and Rachel will leave. Hey, wait, Frank, you're doing the right thing. So I should bring somebody only if they're of note. Okay.
No strangers, please. Not that Joe would bring a stranger to the wedding.
Oh, now I'm going to bring somebody that'll make a splash as we walk in. Okay, I got you. Hey, 8:32 with Joe on the radio.
Like a Jeannie Zeno type or a Carol Alt type, something like that.
Wait, what was the first one? What was the first one?
Jeannie Zeno, because she unfortunately didn't make the cut in terms of invitees.
Oh, that's interesting.
But she didn't make the cut?
No, unfortunately not.
Ooh. Now, see. Sorry. See, now here's what's going to happen. So Jeannie Zeno doesn't make the cut, who probably should have.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see who did make the cut at this wedding, and then I'm going to criticize that such and such shouldn't have been invited.
No, a lot of people that work here didn't make the cut, unfortunately.
Frank, you see Al at the wedding with drunk.
Why do I need to be drunk? I can do this sober. I'm going to have a clipboard. I'm going to have a clipboard just start writing
names. They're relatives of mine that didn't make it.
All right.
It's funny. I was, we had dinner recently with John and Margot Katsimatidis.
They're invited.
So I kind of jokingly reminded them that I was not invited to their daughter's wedding, which it's fine because it didn't end up working out anyway. I never get those 3 or 4 hours back. And Margo said to me, "Are you kidding? I was barely invited."
It is. It just, you know, and if I do it again, if I get married again, I'm never going to get married again. But if I got married again, it's Atlantic City or it's Vegas. Boom. Just like that. And then you come
home
and
you're married again. You're not.
No, you're right.
Please
don't.
Please. For your children's sake. For your future children's sake.
Can I have any more kids?
That's up to you. Hey, listen. I can't control that. Nor can I control you getting married. But really, I mean, come on.
Nope, done. Finito. Sorry. 8:33, Joe on the radio.
I see you walking down the aisle, shaking, knees knocking together. Joe, you sure you want to do this? People screaming from the back. I was at the last one.
I'll be breathing in a paper bag at the altar.
Exactly.
By hyperventilating.
Excuse me, Joe. Do you really want to do this?
If you get married again, Joe, you know, you should have the, like, if you go to a sandwich shop, you can get your
ticket getting a sponsor.
Ticket stamped, and you get a free sandwich. Like, if you buy nine, you get...
Who's gonna stamp?
No. If you were at the
White House subs in Atlantic City.
No, if you were at the first Piscopo wedding and the second Piscopo wedding, that's two stamps. And then if you're at the third, you have
to show proof that you were at those weddings.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So
you get a freebie, like a freebie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get to go to the fourth wedding without giving a gift or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I like
that. Oh boy. I'll work on it. You know, Elias Ahuzmadeen is going to join us. Dove Hyken on the show. We got a lot of serious issues to talk about.
News finally.
Oh, please. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of the negative energy toward this great country. It's the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. My grandparents worked so hard to get here. And then I see snarkiness and I see lack of humility. And I could go on and on and on. So it's nice to take a little break and talk about Frankie's wedding. So now we know. But we will get into it, I promise you. And you could always call as well. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. 835, Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local. On AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
76 degrees at 835. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An Intrepid Museum employee is accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Police say Daniel Lee pocketed $400,000. He allegedly took tickets that had already been sold and resold them again for his own personal gain. Lee was an employee for 4 years. Detectives believe he started running the scheme within his first 6 months on the job. He's been charged with grand larceny. The museum tells News 4 in a statement that they are cooperating with law enforcement. Governor Murphy's signing off on a law that helps to aim revive abandoned properties in New Jersey cities. The law allows communities to create so-called land banks to acquire and maintain vacant and abandoned properties, ensuring they are redeveloped or reused for long-term community benefit. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka joining the governor at today's bill signing in the West Ward, calling the law a major victory in the years-long struggle to expedite the rebirth of blighted neighborhoods. He notes land banks have had success in New York, Ohio, and Michigan. In sports, Yankees mourning the loss of former pitcher Jim Bouton. He died Wednesday at the age of 80. Bouton played 10 big league seasons, including his first seven with New York. He won 21 games in 1963 and is best remembered for his tell-all book, Ball 4. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're still seeing volume this morning on the Meadowbrook southbound at the Southern State. Some police department activity on that ramp. Northern State East at South Oyster Bay Road. Accident cleared. Busy on the LIE West right at Glen Cove Road. An accident blocking the left lane. It's been really busy this morning on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. The earlier disabled on the Brooklyn Bridge on that ramp to the Brooklyn Bridge was cleared. Over on 6th Avenue here in town by 30th, glass falling from a building. Two lanes blocked. Traffic building at the inbound side of the Lincoln. We're getting reports of an accident on 495 East by Pleasant Ave getting out through Weehawken. At least 30 to 40 in at the Lincoln. Holland 20, GWB about 25. 80 eastbound, slowing down by exit 35, getting out toward Rockaway with a crash. And watch for slowdowns as you take it to 22 westbound in Union with an accident just cleared out of the way. Thunderstorms later, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Kronos. Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support, motivate, and engage them. Learn more about Kronos HR, payroll, talent, and time at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smart way to buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If you want to grow your business, you need to move at the speed of business. That means delivering the right message to the right audience at the right time. With Salem Surround, you can stop chasing your customers and let them chase you. Get your business seen on premium, high-traffic websites. Target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Reach people who are actively looking for your products and services right now. Retarget potential customers who visit your website and leave. You can even target people who attend a specific event and people who are visiting your competition. Plus, SEO, social media marketing, video, Google AdWords, and more. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. For a limited time, take advantage of a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. That's 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
8:39 with Joe on the radio. Let me tell you about Parian and Sons. I went over there to Parian and Sons. I told you this so many times about my watches there that were not working, okay? Watches not working, I'm just saying. So I go to Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes because I'm telling you about Parian and Sons. So I said, let me go and see Glenn and Debbie and Katie and the family that is Parian and Sons. They've been in the jewelry business for 98 years, for crying out loud. I tell you, Glenn came to me. He was all dressed up. First of all, I noticed that and loved that. A jeweler that has a suit and a tie on and a jacket on. And I said, wow. He goes, hi, Joe, Glenn Parian. I said, Glenn, thanks. I had my bag of watches in like a baggie, you know, like one of those Ziploc bags, please. And he goes, I got this. He took my watches, went in the back, and then Katie, I think, took me around, and I saw these beautiful stones, beautiful jewelry, you know, designer jewelry like Charles Kripel, A-Link, watches, beautiful watches there, Ebel and Oris. And I saw the diamonds, by the way, the diamonds that they will walk you through and tell you about the four C's when you buy a diamond at Parian & Sons like nobody else. Then Glenn came out. My watch, like in minutes, my watches are brand new. And to this day, I got them. They're working great. It would have cost me thousands, literally thousands of dollars if I shipped it off to Switzerland or whatever they ship them off to. You got to go to Parian & Sons. They're not just a jewelry store. They're real jewelers. They repair, they restore. Take your jewelry over to Glenn. Say, look, I heard you on Piscopo. What could you do for my jewelry here? Make new, like my buddy Jerry LaGuardia. He got new designer jewelry over there with old jewelry that he had. You got to check out Parian & Sons. And again, if you're buying a diamond, no one will walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond like Parian & Sons. And they're right there, conveniently located on Franklin Avenue in beautiful Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you can go here, please, ParianDiamonds.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
8:42 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Having some fun this morning, but want to get serious for a second with Elias Huzamuddin, president of the New York City Correction Officers Benevolent Association. Elias, welcome to the show, and happy summer, but man, it ain't easy for you. We're seeing another one of your members was hospitalized. What the heck is going on, Elias?
It's called double standards, Joe. Real quick, let me tell you what the problem is.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, they decided that inmates between the ages of 18 and 21 cannot be held accountable for their behavior, regardless of how vicious their behavior is. So in jail, Joe, we only have four ways to keep safe the jails from violent inmates. One, we rearrest them. They're already in jail, but they get rearrested. We do that. Two, they get consecutive sentences or they get charges for that arrest. That's being done by the Bronx District Attorney, the other District Attorney. But the third one is that there has to be some type of punitive measures taken to correct this behavior. That's where we fail. Inmates 18 to 21 years old cannot be held accountable for their actions. And this was something that was done by the mayor and City Hall. And unfortunately, now we have the Speaker of the Council, Corey Johnson, calling for punitive segregation, what some people call solitary confinement, to be eliminated for inmates altogether, period, regardless of what they do. And this particular population, this kid, 20 years old, he's in jail for assault. And the judge and the district attorney actually felt strong enough to remand him, meaning they didn't even give him a bail. He's remanded. So now he's in jail committing the same crime. and not being held accountable for the crimes while he's in jail.
Yeah, well, what are the circumstances that led to this attack? Yeah, what exactly happened with the attack, Elias?
Here's a 20-year-old inmate that's being escorted from receiving room to his housing unit and gets to the housing unit and decides that he doesn't want to go into his cell. And the officer ordered him, instructed him to go into cell, and instead he decided to begin fighting and punching the officer, ended up punching the officer in the face several times, broke the officer's jaw, attempted to choke the officer.
Oh,
and as a result, like I said, the officer was in the hospital, had surgery yesterday. And the problem is he's 20 years old. And we cannot put him, we can't segregate him, we can't separate him, we can't do anything because of this ridiculous rule coming from that came from the mayor in 2016 and now being championed by the speaker and other members of the city council who seem to be more concerned about the predators than they are the hardworking men and women who keep the jail safe and who keep this city safe every day.
Elias Huzmadin, you know, we support the New York City correction officers.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I got to tell you, and I work with at-risk kids, and I see, and I've seen kids, and I've said this story before, Elias, on the air when I first got indoctrinated into helping the at-risk community. A kid 15 years old, you know, shackled hands, orange jumpsuit in the Newark Detention Center. Mr. Piscopo, how are you? I said, what are you in here for? He goes, homicide. What is it, and what can we do? Because you see it firsthand, Elias. These kids, how violent? What makes you that violent at 20 years old? And you see the assault of innocent citizens walking down the street being violent. And I'm telling you, I am a bleeding heart in that regard, but I support what you are doing with the correction officers, because you're putting the officers at risk, Elias.
Absolutely. And here's what can be done. We need New Yorkers to call the city council speaker, who's now the new champion for these predators, who don't want these predators to be locked down or locked in when they commit violent crimes in jail. We need your listeners, we need our supporters to call the city council, Corey Johnson, and tell him that he needs to reverse his position. Right now, they're using this transgender inmate who died in jail as a reason why punitive segregation should be eliminated, when the reality is inmate Polanco didn't die because she was in punitive segregation. She died, and when the medical examiner come out with it, I'm sure everybody's going to be surprised, but it had nothing to do with being in locked in. And she was locked in because she assaulted another transgender inmate. So basically, we need people to call Corey Johnson and say to him, listen, what about the life and the safety of correction officers, the other inmates, and the civilians who work behind bars? This is the deal, Joe. A crime is a crime regardless of where it's committed. So if he committed a crime of assault in the street and we penalize him by putting him in jail, and now he commits crime while he's in jail, and we have a thing called punitive segregation, which is simply a jail within a jail. We separate these inmates from the other inmates, from correction officers, until their behavior changes. And the problem is we have the beating heart people who, you know what, Joe, I hate to say it. Why lock up anybody? Why lock up anybody? Just give them all the ankle bracelet and say, listen, don't worry about it. You don't have to be locked in. You don't have to be locked up. And we can't continue to do this.
I know you're being facetious, but I'm telling you, a lot of the people, we talk to law enforcement, they do the same thing. There's no consequences anymore. There's no consequences.
Absolutely.
And maybe that's a problem. Now, meantime, Elias, New York City's planning commission heard plans for four jails yesterday. If they close Rikers, Elias, and they build these four new jails, can that accommodate the existing population?
Let me tell you, they're gambling on being able to maintain 5,000 or less inmates in the jail system. I don't know how they're going to do that when we've already when the police of New York have already arrested more than close to 50,000 New Yorkers so far, you know, the first, you know, 9 months of the fiscal year. So I don't know how they're going to be able to do that when more than most of the people who are arrested in the city are arrested 2 to 9 times every year for the crime. So I don't know, Joe, I don't know who's doing the math. I don't know who's sitting down and trying to figure this out. At the end of the day, wherever you want to put the jail, put the jail. Let's call it what system. It's a land grab. It's about money. It's about LaGuardia. Let's stop playing this game. If you want to build new jails, I don't know how they're going to do it when the communities, even the poorest communities in the city, are protesting. They don't want jails in their community.
Exactly right. That's what you're hearing.
We don't want it.
Exactly. Elias, before we let you go, man, how closely are you watching this recount in Queens between Katz and Caban? What are you thinking, man?
I'm watching the recount. I'm sitting there, and I got to tell you, Joe, it's amazing to watch, not only in New York City, but just in the country, across the country, these elections and how close they're coming and how incumbents and how the Democrat or Republicans are finding themselves with their backs against the wall with the new insurgent of people who have different ideas, young people with different ideas, and the incumbents don't seem to know how to deal with these people. And it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. Nobody expected it to be that close, but
watching it. And the bottom line is consequences, and I feel, working with the at-risk youth, you try to save them, but if someone's violent like that, and we're seeing it a lot, I think you should maybe address where it's emanating
we
from
need
and
to
go
be able.
fix the problem there. And when they're in prison, to protect, at least you could do is protect the New York City correction officers.
Absolutely.
Elias, I know it ain't easy for you, man. Yes, please.
You got 1 minute?
Yes, sir.
Real quick, this is the solution, part of the solution we offer. If having these inmates in solitary confinement after 30 days doesn't correct their behavior, doesn't modify their behavior, then our attitude is, then we want the Department of Mental Health to take them. Don't leave them with us as correction officers. You take them. You deal with them. If you want, we'll provide security, but you be the primary caretaker for these people. And let's just see how well that works.
Fair enough. Elijah, keep the fight, my friend, and please come back soon and keep us posted, okay?
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right. Elijah Huzamuddin right there, president of the New York City Correction Officers Benevolent Association. 851, Debbie Duhaime out there looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970. The answer, it's never easy, Debbie. My heart goes out to the kids, I work so closely with at-risk youth, But once they're incarcerated and violent like that, then you got to protect the officers within, the jail, for crying out loud, And there has to be consequences. I think that's a big problem with the youth today. There's no consequences. Hey, man, if I did something halfway bad, my father was there smacking me upside the head. Oh, my God.
I was just afraid of my father's voice.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, if he's going to yell, I'm going to just listen,
Yeah, but sadly, a lot of these dads are not there, and I think that therein lies the problem. 851, Debbie's on the roads for you. AM 970, The Answer. Always appreciate it, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
Joe, let's see what's happening here on 84 East, exit 17, getting out toward Patterson up in the Hudson Valley. It's an accident over there. Traffic is moving slowly for you as you take your ride to 80 East, exit 35, getting out toward Rockaway. It's an accident off on the shoulder, but it's causing quite a delay. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you as you head over to 287 northbound your building, getting up toward Piscataway. 130 southbound at Friendship Road in South Brunswick. A crash over there as well. Traffic moving slowly on the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Williamsburg Bridge. 6th Avenue here in town at 30th. Glass falling from a building. Two lanes blocked. A lot of emergency activity. 20 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And we're still seeing volume on the northbound Van Wyck up through Hillside Avenue. Watch for stop-and-go traffic over on the LIE West at Vets Highway. Accident blocking one lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Try VM Academy of New Jersey, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an AppDevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. All right, you got 5 minutes. Come on. I'm going to give you the 9 o'clock. It's 8:55 right now. You got to call this number, okay? There's the number. First five callers. Next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Hurry up. Lady, make the phone call. 855-621-9949. The first five callers, next 5 minutes. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, hey, look, you got till 9 o'clock. Your first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota. My buddy's over there. Iggy's over there, man. He's such a great guy. He's so excited. When you have dinner with Iggy, he will tell you how excited he is about the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, right? He goes, Joe, you got to see the new service center. He loves it. Or the new cars that came in. And you got to check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of Jersey right there, Route 22 Toyota. Come on, you're going to love it. You can get 0% APR financing. 0% APR financing, please. Up to 72 months for qualified buyers. That from Alex Kinsella, the general manager over there. And Alex wants you to now experience the new smart way to service. You do not have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. You're the first five caller. Next 5 minutes, you're going to get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. 855-621-9949. You'll go over to Route 22 Toyota. They're going to be your best friends. It's your family over there at Route 22 Toyota. So give a call, please. 855-621-9949. First five callers. Next 5 minutes, you got to 9 o'clock. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Come on. Joe Buckmerick is our meteorologist. He is always on the money. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. How are you doing today, Joe?
Good. I'm good. I just love the heat. There's something wrong with me. I step outside, and the sun hits me, and it's so hot. People are going,
it's invigorating to me.
I love you and me, man. I love it. So to give us the breakdown, you're saying showers shortly New York.
Looking at the radar right now, there's some stuff that's getting close to the Pennsylvania-New Jersey state line. They're weakening as they come east, but there may be a shower or thunderstorm here late morning, early afternoon. But most of the action is going to wait till late afternoon, like 5, 6 o'clock. And there could be some downpours with those, so it could cause some minor flooding across the area and some gusty winds. They get out of here late tonight. And tomorrow, looks like it turns out partly sunny, about 87. And then sunshine for the weekend, upper 80s to near 90. Saturday and Sunday, head to the beaches.
Wow, down the shore, it's going to be warm too, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fantastic all across the tri-state.
Oh, we love it. Great news. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Always appreciate it, my friend. Got to check it out. Time to go down the shore. Time to get into the... I have not been in the ocean yet this year. I've not been down. I've been running around like a madman and and have not gone down. Got to get down there and make sure it's nice. The water's nice and warm. I do. I'm like that. The older I get, the warmer it's got to be, right? Duff Hyken's going to join us in the next hour, former Democratic State Assemblyman from Brooklyn, longtime champion of Jewish causes in the state of Israel. He's a great American, Duff is. And you don't want to miss what Duff has to say in the 9 o'clock hour. And, I mean, maybe I'll open the 9 o'clock hour to phones, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. But we're going to get into it in a big way next hour, and we don't want you to miss Radio Piscopo with Frank and Al and Debbie. We are coming right back at you. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
76 degrees at 859. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Drivers are going to need to be even more cautious in New York City school zones. City is expanding the number of speed cameras near schools. They'll be running from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. There will now be cameras set up in 750 school zones. The technology is being activated this morning. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is pushing federal officials to make unprocessed plant-based foods a priority. Adams heading to Washington today to testify at a dietary guidelines hearing. This hearing is held every 5 years to determine nutritional guidelines for taxpayer dollar meals. Adams says he was able to reverse his type 2 diabetes with a plant-based diet. In sports, former Yankees pitcher Jim Boughton has died at the age of 80. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.